Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hey, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. There we go. Lots of words. How the heck are you? How you feeling today? You can't answer. Okay, stop doing that. Moving on. Oh, I lost the story I wanted to talk about. Oh, what an idiot. Well. This is going to be awkward. Let's play the news, I'll find the story, and I'll be right back. Hang out.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Well then, today in coronavirus, more than 500 new COVID-19 cases and 9 more deaths. Amazon is gobbling up old department stores, making them into fulfillment centers. Well, JCPenney and Sears have these huge spaces. They're already pre-built and air-conditioned. Fill them up. It is a bummer, though, for my hopes of there being a drone racing league that would use old crumbling facilities, but whatever. Seattle City Council voted yesterday to partially defund the police, resulting in everybody being mad. I'm sure a long fight will ensue. They're looking to keep cops out of schools, keep them from cleaning up homeless camps, remove 100 of the 1,400 officers, and reductions in training. Isn't training what's going to help them get better? In response, the chief of police, Carmen Best, looks like she'll retire, reports the Seattle Times. Whoa! Also, side note, one of the reductions would be to her pay, and I had no idea that the chief of police would still make more than $23,000 per month. Still probably not worth it. And football is in trouble. Reports swirled around yesterday, like half and half in my previously gross coffee, that the Big Ten, Big 12, Big Ten, whatever, was canceling football for the season. Then rumors of Pac-12 cancellations joined in. Does this mean no Apple Cup? Also, pretty interesting that a sport known for causing brain damage is still disturbed by COVID-19.
You just got news.
This is a really tough subject to take a stance on or to have beliefs or whatever, this defund the police thing, because it's treated like it's this black and white issue, and it is so nuanced, because there's like all these different things, like Black Lives Matter, people protesting because obviously the roots of black people in this country are atrocious and awful and created systemic racism, and that has to go. But then people are like, Blue Lives Matter! And I'm like, Dave Chappelle said it, lots of people have said it, you choose that job. You choose to be the police. You could stop at any time, just be like, well, I'm not going to do this anymore, I quit. No, but shut it. Okay, you can't choose to stop being black. And it's such a weird thing, you didn't choose to be black in the first place, right? Or anything else. What is it, by POC? Yeah. It's not, there's no choices there. But then also, like, we have to have police because we are awful. Humans are the worst. Just like, I don't know what, like 10, 15, 20 generations ago, 400 years ago, we were awful. We were still enslaving people. Before that, like 1,000 years, terrible, terrible. Humans are awful. You can't trust. We're animals. And now we're just so freaking rich and wealthy that we need to keep each other in check. One of my friends, a wise man, once told me that locks are there to keep honest people honest. Other people that want in are just going to get in. A lock's not going to stop anyone. Anyway, it's a complicated subject, and it's crazy because I think the Seattle City Council did the just about the worst possible job that you can do handling this. Like, I don't understand the nuance enough in it, but like, yeah, the whole idea of training is that you help people learn how to handle situations that they maybe otherwise wouldn't want to be in or whatever. You help them with that, right? Right? And then next time they encounter it, they can do better. More training, so that way we don't have police having to resort to, not having to because they don't have any other option, but because that's their go-to because it's the most comfortable thing, resort to violent conflict. And I'm not one of these people where all the protesters are peaceful. I get that there are plenty of bad actors and everything. Because again, it's the same thing. You take away the cops, look at what happened at CHOP where they started policing each other. Boy, that went not well. And I was like a big supporter of the idea of CHAZ at the time when it started, of people just getting together and being peaceful. But it's never as simple as it seems, is it? Anyway, it's a tough, tough topic to talk about. I try not to do it anywhere but here because a very specific group of people listen to this. And so I feel like we can hang, right? All right. So, living longer. I never thought that we would look towards the sea, something we're hell-bent on destroying. Never thought we'd look towards the sea to try and save humanity. At least to make us live longer. It'll actually probably end up killing us. Yeah, you're right, because if we have more humans and we live longer, we're terrible with resources, and then we fight over them. Oh, it's back to that subject we were just on. Weird. Anyway, here's how we're looking towards the ocean. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Researchers have been studying a group of dolphins now for 25 years to understand how they mature and how we could use that info to slow down human aging. Swimming, right? It's swimming? The key to long life? Swimming? Maybe it's fish? High school students in Sammamish, now in college at UW and Seattle U, have developed a new fruit label that gets stuck to your apples or whatever you chomp into, and is fully compostable. Keeps about the same amount of time as a piece of fruit would, reports Seattle Refined. Throw it away, it disintegrates, chomp into it, also okay, feed it to a pterodactyl, no problem. Except the part where you have time travel to when pterodactyls are still around and didn't bring a phone charger, or the internet, or toilet paper. And finally, the newest museum technology is a phone booth-sized 4K hologram projector that could, in theory, project back to life historical figures or icons. Or on the personal level, imagine being able to reanimate your lost relatives. Or what would happen when the adult film industry gets their sticky hands on it. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for hanging out. Have a great day. More into the show tomorrow. Unless I get easily distracted by a new episode of Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast. We'll see.
This is the end of the show. The end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.